Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I think about, did I talk about this? I talked about this.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Well, you know, it was, I feel really bad about it because I could have preached a great message of repentance. And instead, I just said, I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. You know, you don't have to worry about it. I was walking through a lightning storm.
Ooh.
Hitting each other on his water.
He's getting it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I was wrestling, though, with the
whole
thing.
Two more words to do.
I was wrestling with the concept of walking through it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was wrestling with that. And I was thinking, the statistics of possibly being struck by lightning.
Wow.
And besides,
wow, twice in one day. Wow.
And besides, I knew it wasn't a tournament. So, and I was listening to a miracle of God, you know, talking with somebody that was sharing a miracle of God. And it was dry and just beautiful weather at the beginning of the phone call. And by the end of the phone call, and I'm in my F-150 limousine. That's the same limousine. No, you have a, never mind. So
yours is longer than mine.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Much longer.
You just got leather seats.
Right? Well,
anyway, we won't talk about your limo. Anyway, so I don't have a driver. Anyway, and lightning is just popping and just crackling. And I got to say, I was weakened in my faith because I had those earbuds on for the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I did think, you know, if I am going to be hit,
at least you're grounded.
Yeah, I didn't want, there's no ground in my ears.
You're grounded to your phone.
Yeah, I was grounded to my phone. I thought, I just don't want like burnt spots in my ears and lines going down my face. So I put it on speakerphone and I said, God forgive me for being weak in my moment of faith.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't mind dying. I just didn't want to die with just.
Whip marks. Okay.
Yeah, like Frankenstein things in my ears. Anyway, so then, so I'm walking with this little umbrella. I don't know. It's about 3 inches wide or something. And a little bit bigger than that. I just happen to be thick boned, and it's a little bit more difficult to cover me in a rainstorm. And all these grown folks were just huddled up under the cover, the shelter there. And because they were like, oh, because it was bad. It was like, but if you've been in ministry long enough, you can walk slow in a thunderstorm. It doesn't bother you. And so I was walking along, seeing if God wanted to take me home. And and I come into the front door, Dua, for those in Jersey, a Dua. I went to the Dua. And opened up. There was even more folks huddled down there. But as soon as I opened the door, the lightning just like hit so hard. It was like it hit the ground outside this restaurant. And it was like, bam. And I just seized the moment. It was like, I'm like, bam. I walked in there, threw my hands up and said, I'm here. And these grown men. Grown men were just huddled down with their hands over their faces looking like, I don't know, somebody appeared. I thought, dear God. And then I laughed and walked on through them.
So what did you say when you walked in?
I said, I'm here. And they're going like this. Now they're all going like, they're going like this because it was just the big light was behind me.
Yeah.
Their whole life just shook. And they're huddled out in fear that something was going to happen. And but I had peace in the midst of all that. But I have to apologize. I did not preach the gospel. Instead, I used humor and said I was here, and they were terrified. Wow. And I laughed and walked through the whole crowd. I thought, man, how much more effective would that have been if I just would have said, repent!
You know what? You can pray for another rainstorm, and hopefully you can redeem that opportunity.
You don't have to lately. They're like every five minutes, they're coming down.
Yeah, that's right.
My poor dog's learning how to swim. He never got in the pool before, but now he is just in the pool. So, but just having that peace that you can walk through thunderstorms, it's amazing to me. People that believe in eternity are scared to go there.
Mm.
People who preach and talk to other people about salvation and eternal life are terrified at the probability that they almost went there. I'm like,
it's like, hello.
I was watching this particular awesome testimony of a lady that was being healed. And actually, she was healed by doctors who, you know, brought surgery. She went through all this chemo and everything. And she was just so relieved that she made it.
Mm.
But the question is, you made it for what? I mean, what are you going to do with this life? I mean, it's cool. I mean, I'm all for being healed because we believe lay hands on the sick and they're healed. And we tell people to go to the doctors and we see them healed and we celebrate it. But we're going to stand alone before God. Mm. You know, what are we going to do? Why? Why? You know, and the thing is, suck, we could pour our life out for him, you know, mm-hmm. and bring him glory. And hopefully get a chance today to talk about, you know, the revealing the glory of God. Revealing the glory of God. And that's what he's looking for, is for us to be able to bring him glory. So all these things going on, practice walking in the midst of danger, knowing that you are confident that God has protected you. Hence, you have a shield around you called the shield of faith, which angels back up because they're cooperating with your belief that you believe God will protect you. And people watch that and go, wow, totally amazing. But you're also comfortable with the fact that if the lightning struck me or didn't make it through this, you know, don't cry for me, Argentina. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. I'm going to be in heaven. I'm going to be in heaven with God, to be absent for the body, to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't right. No grave going to hold me down, as the song said. And so don't run from death. Run to the chopping block if your time comes, like Paul did. But until then, understand you should be kind of caught in between the two. As long as I'm here, that's what Paul said, as long as I'm here, I'd rather be there. But as long as I'm here, as long as I'm here for you, God. Mm-hmm. Every moment, every dime, every day, every minute, I lay it out for you. Why? Because I believe in eternity. Mm-hmm. I believe in eternity. Mm. Don't you believe in eternity? That's what Amen. We preach. That's the good news. The good news. He said, if Jesus has not been risen for the dead, Paul says, we've been lying about God.
That's right.
We've been lying about God. And that's a huge thing. And he said, also, if he's not risen from the dead, that means if there is no resurrection from the dead, that means Jesus didn't raise from the dead. Mm-hmm. Which means, for us, if that's true, we should be pitied more than anybody else. I don't care how good your life is, if you profess that you have this relationship with God, but you don't believe in the resurrection, and as if the resurrection never happened, you're only living for this life. But as Christians, we're living for eternity. This is premarital counseling, not marital, like fleshly marital, not that. I'm talking about being presented as the bride of Christ. You know, God is a spirit, and the understanding that, you know, listen, it's just so short. This time is so short to do something for him. Yeah. But we should be walking around in that tension continually. And if you walk around in the tension continually about, I want to be there, but as long as I'm here for you. But when I'm there, I'll be with you forever. Mm-hmm. Then you don't have no problem telling people about God. You don't have no problem because your mind's constantly on mm-hmm. him. You're not running in fear and biting your last little piece of your fingernail left because of a storm. You're just going, this could be my moment. Mm-hmm. This could be my moment. Mm-hmm. This could be my moment. And when it wasn't your moment, you go, okay, I got some more time to do. You know, it just doesn't really, you're not giving up on life. You're giving into eternity. Mm-hmm. People say, well, you're just giving up. No, you're not giving up on life. You're giving into eternity. Understand that's what we got through Jesus Christ, to live with him forever, to rule and reign with him forever. Heaven is so big. Heaven is so big that it will, if you put it on earth, it would just crush earth. Mm. Heaven is so big, it would just crush earth. And it's so awesome that streets of gold, and the light is God himself. Mm. You think about it. It's God himself. I mean, that's right. Think about it. And he has these awesome trees in heaven, this river, the river of life that flows from the throne of God, that these trees, just the trees themselves, they have a leaf on them, and the leaf is for the healing of the nations. I mean, you could just eat a leaf and a nation could be healed. Mm. I mean, think about that. I mean, this God that we serve and that we love is in the center of all creation, and his throne is surrounded by an emerald rainbow. Lightning and thunder is just exploding continually out of his throne, and angels are proclaiming continually, worthy, worthy, worthy are you to receive all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. And this is not like a concept. It's true. Hmm. He's holding it all together. Everything was made by him and for him, and nothing was made that was not made by him. He is holding all things together. All the glory is his. The question is, Will you make Jesus the Lord of your life and get in to eternity and understand what I'm talking about? And this God who has all of that praise and all of that glory and all of that ability created you in his image and his likeness so that he could have fellowship with you. The devil's been pounding you saying, God don't love you. God don't like you. God's mad at you. Look what you've done now, etc. And God's going like, hey, look who I am. I am so, think what I did. I created heaven and earth and the sea and the sky and the birds and the animals and the shrubs. And I created you in my likeness, in my image, so that I could have fellowship with you. And then when there was a fall in the garden and I lost that intimate relationship with you because of sin, I gave my own son to be in relationship with you. That's Jesus. Listen, this is a win-win for those who make Jesus the Lord of their life. Mm-hmm. It's time for the church, those who call themselves believers, to get caught up in eternity, get caught up in the tension, the excitement of I'm going to go be with him, and also the excitement that I could do for him while I'm here. Think about it. Just that tension between, oh my goodness, I could do one more thing for him before this time, this season of my existence is over before I enter into eternal life. So I can have a crown of glory. A crown of righteousness, not for me to wear, so that when the cherubim, when the four living creatures begin to proclaim the glory of God and the elders get off their thrones and take their crowns and lay them at their feet, that you'll have a crown too that you can lay at his feet that brings him the glory. You're bringing glory to him. Mm-hmm. Glory to God in the highest. I mean, it is his glory, but the question is, will you give it to him? Will you give this life that he's given you in a way to bring glory to him so when he brings you into eternity, you have something to offer him? God offered you a son. Then he offered you a span of life. And now he's sitting here. He picked the time, the season, the place, the address, and everything about you where you would live. Just seeing. As he says in Acts 17, if you would reach out to him and touch him, though he's not far from you. Listen, God's got a plan for your life. This is really an exciting, awesome thing. The creator of the universe loves you and has a plan for your life. It's time to get in.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.